ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां
The spiritual drill. So today, Baba is teaching us a new drill. I change my dress to an angelic dress for however many times I am able to sit throughout the day, even if it is only for 3 minutes. But I will sit. I instill those sanskars from now, since I cannot become a deity without becoming an angel. The Baba says, I change my dress to angelic dress for however many times I am able to sit throughout the day, even if it is only for 3 minutes, but I sit. I instill those sanskars from now on, since I cannot become a deity without becoming an angel. 3 minutes sitting and wearing an angelic dress. So this is today's practice. Whenever we get time, just sit down and wear this dress of an angel. This angelic dress is a very special dress. Why? How is this dress? It's very light. It's very loose. It fits snugly. It doesn't get unclean. So it doesn't become dirty. It's always shining. Okay. So angelic dress. The speciality of this dress is lightness. To experience that mental lightness, emotional lightness, intellectual lightness, physical lightness, everywhere lightness. That is what is meant by wearing an angelic dress. So, the feeling of lightness. We have to remove everything which is making us heavy. What are the things that make us heavy? The first and the foremost are vices. They make you heavy. Then, negative. A negative thought pattern. A negative train of thoughts going on for a very long period of time make us heavy. Waste, which has no meaning, which is insignificant. But mind is somehow involved in those petty things. So this itself makes the mind heavy. You cannot experience angelic stage in the presence of vices, in the presence of negativity, in the presence of waste. You cannot experience lightness if there are diseases in the body, illnesses. You cannot experience lightness if there is a sense of repentance, or you are bemoaning the past. Something wrong has happened in the past. and you are having that penitent feeling, continuously laboring under that feeling of repentance, of having done something wrong or having done some sinful activity in the past, you want to repent, not understanding how to repent. Christianity calls it contrition, contrite spirit, contrition. So, this contrite spirit, penitent spirit, a spirit which wants to repent but not understanding how to do, you cannot remain very light in this situation. What else that make you heavy? You are worried, stressed, tension, anxiety. Another thing is phobias. Phobias, fears. Fears of death, fear of diseases, fear of being left alone, abandoned by everyone. So, unknown fears, phobias, fear, anxiety, tension, worries, all these things make you very heavy. What else? Sometimes seva. Seva. Heavy responsibilities which you cannot do. You're burning the midnight lamp, but burning both ends, but nothing is working. You have to meet targets, deadlines are there, and you are not able to fulfill those targets. So, seva sometimes can make you heavy. What else? Effort, purushad. Because you have given yourself those targets which are near impossible, and you want to fulfill them because somebody else is doing, you are just trying to copy that person. And you find it is very difficult. And then you get sick of it and just give up. What else? We'll come to that. What else? Desires. Yeah, Trishna. This is known as Trishna. Buddhism, the main focus is on Trishna. The desire. Any desire. Upadan. Upadan means asakti, attachment. Any desire. It makes you restless. Desire itself makes you restless. What you desire for, that is unimportant. Any desire makes you restless. So, and you can't just get rid of this desire. The only method to get rid of desire is to observe it as a detached observer. Sakshi. Then only you can understand the nature of desire. Because desires, there is a rise and fall. There is a creation and destruction. Utpat and lay. Utpat and lay. It is coming up, it is going up. It's rising and again it is dissolving. Just understand the nature of desire. You don't have to fight with desire. Why this desire has come? It's a very bad desire, wrong desire, I should not have it. The only thing that will come in your hand is sorrow. But desire will not go. Desire, Trishna Samudaya, they call it. So this Trishna, this desire, is very, very, you have to understand the nature of it. And the best way to understand the nature of desire is to see the desire on the body, to observe the body from top to bottom. Just keep on scanning it. Whatever the sensations that are arising in the body, they have the nature of rising and disappearing, rising and disappearing. I just sit alert, I just sit calm, I just sit still and I start scanning the body from top to bottom and I realize there is a itching somewhere. But I know the real nature of itching is, it's a desire to itch. But I know if I start itching, what will happen? Scratching. I will feel more like to scratch it. It will never end. So it is an unending, desires are unending. So we have to experiment on the body. Just sit and watch the body from top till bottom, top till bottom. Keep on scanning. What is happening? There is a pain, watch it. There is a pleasurable sensation, watch it. Don't do anything. Just watch it. Watch it. So whatever that is happening throughout the body, that is all transient, anitya. That is all transient, transitory, short movement. It is coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. I need not to get disturbed by it. So when you start watching the sensation as detached observer, then you also start watching the thoughts and the desires which are coming here, the passions which are coming here. Then you also realize that just as this is transitory, short-lasting, these desires are also short-lasting. So desires, they make you very heavy. If you desire something, you cannot get rid of it unless and until you fulfill that desire. A person is living in a hut and there is a huge mansion, palace-like building. He feels that I should have that palace. Then suddenly he gets a lottery and he builds a palace like that. But then only the palace is there, furniture is not there. So what is the use of this such a big mansion? So he wants furniture. So all the furniture has come. But then he realized there is a Japanese deck which they are playing at the... So beautiful music is coming. So I want that. So that has come. But what is the use of that alone? If I don't have any car, where I will go? So I get a car. But then I realize that this is an old model. They are using latest. So I should have latest. Then again I am restless. Every moment I am restless unless and until a new desire arises and I fulfill it. Utpat and lay. A new desire arises and I try to fulfill it. The moment it is fulfilled, new desire arises. Again a new desire. Again a new desire. Again a new desire. Trishna, Trishna, Dushpur. It is unquenchable. Insatiable. There is a satiety center here in the brain. When you start eating food, the brain says, oh, I am fulfilled. Stop it now. So there is a, but this satiety center of desire is never full. You keep on desiring something, 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 and that desire itself keeps you restless all the time, all the time. This is the object of desire. I don't have it. The moment I get it, now I want something else. So understand the nature of desire. You don't have to suppress the desire. If you suppress, it will become a volcano one day. So just understand these desires. So not just bad things or good things, both. Pleasurable, unpleasurable. Sorrowful, sorrow, happiness. The pair of twins. So both things, I just watch as a detached observer. So desires. What else make you heavy? Weather, changes in the weather, climatic conditions. They make you heavy because you are not used to them. So suddenly you have to go to a very cold condition, cold climate. You become very heavy. So you are not adapted to it. So whenever this known as inclement weather, inclement, unfavorable weather, very harsh, hard weather, they make you heavy. Then sanskars make you heavy. There is a habit of staying stressed all the time. Though there is no question of getting stressed, but there is a habit. There is a stress. Or social conditions. Social conditions. There is a riot, some fight. And this is going to happen in this world. You can't just say that this world will become a peaceful world. No. It will never happen. A journalist goes to his editor in the newspaper office. And the journalist says, boss, there is no news today. What to print? He is so distressed. We want news. So he says, the city is so peaceful today. No fight, no riots, no theft, nothing. What to print? So this is how the journalist goes to editor. So editor says, don't worry. You do not know nature of human beings. They will definitely fight. And we will get news. So, news will come to us, don't worry. Because that is the very basic instinct, nature, fitrat of a human being. They will do something. So don't worry, our newspaper will not suffer. Something will get some good pieces, snippets. So, social conditions, environmental conditions, then? Then what else? Expectations. They make you heavy. What else? Places. Okay, so we are not accustomed to that place. Okay, so suddenly you have to go for 3 days and you have to stay in the new place. So psychology says that it takes 3 days to adjust to a new place, and to get properly adjusted it takes 21 days. So to get adjusted to any new place takes time, and sometimes things are not as per your conveniences. So lack of facilities make you heavy. Lack of internet, your mobile is lost. Can you sit nicely in a class and listen to lecture? Your bag is lost, your money is lost, or some legal issues, financial issues, relationships. The most important thing that cause you, make you heavy, very important thing is relationships. The person whom you trusted a lot, suddenly that person deceives you. It makes you heavy. Somebody, your friend, suddenly has become an enemy. You become heavy. Or in relationship, a wife gets to know that husband is having an extramarital affair. What happens? Heavy. Anything. Sudden illness, sudden death. So anything, any such events can make you heavy. So we can't do anything regarding outside situations. But yes, we can do one thing with, and that is our body. That body should not become heavy. If you can keep this body light, automatically your emotions will become light. Your thoughts will, intellectual thought process will become light, and then the spiritual lightness will come. So there is one very powerful method of making yourself light, which is the thing that causes, that makes you heavy. It is the food that makes you heavy. You do any other thing, but if this is not under your control, you keep remaining heavy. Heavy body means heavy mind. Heavy body means heavy soul. Heavy body means heavy intellectual. Heavy body means heavy abdomen. Heavy body means you can't just sit and do yoga at all. You can't. It is impossible. You can't do. So every heavy purushad becomes so heavy, you can't just do, because a constipated person cannot sit in yoga. Constipated abdomen, constipated mind. So it's very difficult. Bible mentions fasting about 74 times. There is a mention of fasting in Bible for 74 times. Why all the religious leaders, why all the spiritual men down the ages, why all the saints, why all the Tirthankars, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, avatars, all spiritual people, every religion has mentioned about this. Every religion has mentioned. So gradually you have to understand the nature of this body. Body needs rest. Body needs rest. If you ask a driver to keep on driving, can he? No. So, as I said, every Friday till Saturday, in the international group, those who have not joined that group, they can join. A link we have already sent, the name of the brother, Eric brother is there. So you can join. So every Friday they start evening till Saturday evening. 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Indian time 5:30 to 5:30, but 6 is a better time. So that you can break your fast at 6 p.m. by lemon water or some drink. And then you can have evening Numasham yoga. And after that you can have some food. So this is the best thing to do. So physio, yeah. Today we have decided for liquids. We are not preparing. This is a preparation for that thing. So today is solid food vacation for this group. But those who can go for straight, those who are habituated and they can go for dry fasting, they should go for it. Because in this phase, your mind is free from food. No thoughts of food, okay. Your mind is very light, and there is an emotional detox, there is a physical detox, physiological rest to the body. But you have to do some breath work, you have to engage yourself in creative activity, okay. So today till 6 p.m. this will go on, and you can engage your mind in so many creative things because you have a lot of time today. those who are going for absolute dry, those who are going for only this SFV or whatever. But make it a goal that once a week you do this. Once a week. This is a very good thing for health. For spiritual upliftment. For experiencing angelic stage. Just sit and you will feel so light because there is nothing in the body. No, so heavy thing we are putting it. This is a very heavy thing. So put very light thing inside and you become light. So once a week, this practice should be there. Those who can go for total dry, they can go for dry. Those who want water fasting, they can go for water fasting. Those who want to go for juice fasting, they can go for juice fasting. I myself had been on once for 74 days. Only on juice. Once upon a time. Only juice fasting. Only liquids. Total 74 days. Once, about 8 years back, I had done 21 days only water. About 8 years back. Only water. Nothing else. So, that gives you a feeling of lightness and there is a total emotional detox, physical detox. All, you start feeling so light, you don't have to practice that I am a soul, nothing. You, body is not there only. There is no thought of food and body is not there. So, you can just go on. And when you come back, you feel so energetic, so powerful, totally charged. So this is the miracle. This is miracle. So many mental diseases, addictions. You can get rid of all your addictions with this. There are people who are not getting rid of so many addictions. Addictions, deep-rooted, sensual, sexual addictions. You can get rid of this with this. This is a very powerful tool for spiritual transformation. So we are into that till 6 p.m. today. So throughout the day, today afternoon, we will be doing Qigong and Tai Chi. Okay. So, Brother Ravinesh will again guide us in doing that. Because that is a very powerful exercise to take energy, Qi, from the nature. So, breath work should continue. Creative work should continue. And remembrance journey should continue. Soul consciousness should continue. And you can work on your subtle tendencies, subtle sanskars. This is the sense. And you can see everything so clearly in the mind. There is a clutter and the mind becomes clean. Very pure. So purity will come. Your connection with yourself will increase. So it is a spiritual practice. So I will wear angelic dress multiple times throughout the day. So this is today's practice. Om Shanti.